Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to leave better voicemails. Now, I know that a lot of people hate voicemail. A good chunk of people just completely ignore it and would prefer people send a text if they can't reach them right away. But maybe you're leaving a message for someone you don't have a texting relationship with. And since with smartphones, people can tell who called and then hung up, you might find it more polite to at least say something. So how can you leave a better voicemail? I'm taking today's tip, along with some others this week, from a new book called The Little Book of Life Skills by Erin Zemet Ruddy. She interviews dozens of experts on how to do various activities in our daily lives. For voicemails, she interviewed Joel Schwartzberg, who is the author of Get to the Point, Sharpen Your Message, and Make Your Words Matter. Schwartzberg offers a few ideas. First, after the beep, give a short salutation. Just, "Hi, Laura," will work. Immediately identify yourself and the capacity in which you are calling. "This is John from XYZ Company." Give your phone number immediately. Now, yes, the person's phone is perhaps recording it, but sometimes it's a switchboard number that comes up, so you want to make this clear. Do not offer long explanations. Generally, with a voicemail, you are trying to get the person to call you back, not to deal with the entire matter in your message. So give a one-sentence report on why you're calling or your connection to the person. Then make your request. Just one request. "I'd like to talk with you about working together on a conference panel." That sort of thing. Then give your contact information again. And end with appreciation and what you want to happen next. "Thanks, Laura. I look forward to talking with you." This should be short. No one wants to listen to a minute-long voicemail. They don't even want to read a transcription of a minute-long voicemail. Schwartzberg explains that the reason this format is an improvement is that most people wait until the end of a voicemail to leave their contact info. But if the recipient doesn't catch it the first time, they will be forced to listen to the entire message again, which is incredibly annoying. So listing it twice, once at the beginning and once at the end, increases the odds of the person following through. Now, it doesn't guarantee it. Nothing does. But given how many people just flake on voicemail, you want to do whatever you can. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.